So China has sacrificed everything. What is their name?
In China? Their aim. They say that their aim is to establish a classless society where everyone gets everything that they require. Economic aim.
What? No class.
Entire outlook is an economic one. They have no, they don't feel that there's any importance to culture or any of the finer sentiments, except that they may further the economic consideration. Politically also, their political understanding is also ultimately directed for economics. Any of their political dealings with other countries are all ultimately to establish this economic communism.
How human proof? He's falling
from the definition given in the Vedas. They don't classify as human beings.
Don't try for time.
I've said that before a few times also.
Thank you.
more completely restricted in every respect, whereas in other East European countries and in Russia, the professors may read various types of literature. In China, they're not allowed to do that. And if they're ever caught doing that, they immediately are sentenced to prison and they lose everything. And they're very, the difference in China as opposed to Russia is that in China, every few years, all the professors are made to be farmers. And also the workers in the factories and the farmers are the predominant controllers of the universities. They're not at all interested in culture or in higher education. Their whole purpose, even for the universities, is to train up loyal Chinese citizens. Everything is for that end. So no cultural interest would ever be tolerated on the part of the authorities there. And the people are so much controlled by these authorities that they would lose everything. You said before that you were poisoned.
No. These kind of symptoms are seen when a man is poisoned, he said that. Not that I am poisoned.
Yeah. Did anyone tell you that, or you just know it from before?
I read something.
Oh, I see. Actually, we cannot allow anyone else to cook for you.
Very good.
Jayapataka Maharaj was telling that one Acharya, Shankaracharya, of the Shankaracharya line, this is a while ago, he was poisoned to death. Since that time, none of the acharyas or the gurus of the Sankaracharya line will ever take any food cooked except by their own men.
No, my guru Maharaj.
Oh. You, of course, have been so merciful that sometimes you would take prasadam cooked by so many different people.
And that's really the straw.
Any pain, Srila Prabhupada?
No.
Again, continue some kirtan, Srila Prabhupada? Okay. Thank you. details right now, as desired by you, I beg to submit that a meaningful, quote, further discussion, close quote. Remember, I mentioned to him that we could have a further discussion if he had any questions. that a meaningful further discussion could be ensued between us on the subject of settlement upon receipt of a confirmatory letter from the bank concerned, either to you or to me directly, as to the scheme purported to have been devised by ISKCON. No discussion, perhaps you will agree, without bank's letter will serve any purpose towards a settlement. If it is a fact accompli, a fait accompli, I feel sure the bank's letter describing the arrangements in so many words might bear salutary effect on our further discussions as propounded by your good self. That's one point about, actually, I simply asked him for the name of his bank and the bank account, but he doesn't seem to want to give that at this point. Seems to have some other idea. Very legally worded letter. Three, Panchil. I do not stay there. He says, I do not stay there. I'll bite my daily visits. Once I have read somewhere, not the copy sent by you, this draft conveyance, and this is a bunkum. Calls it a bunkum. Are you familiar with that word, Srila Prabhupada? I think it means like a hoax or something. The wordings are incoherent and contradictory. The assigners, promoters, are described as overlord. The lessors, superlord, and assignees, purchasers, have been reduced to a transient resident, if not fugitive debtor. In my opinion, causes are there for criminal prosecution against the promoters. Without capable and competent lawyers, lawyers help, this legal matter should not be handled until then keep it in abeyance. Your all the papers as mentioned, I sent him a copy of the scheme, Srila Prabhupada, as well as a copy of the draft convention. He says, all of your papers as mentioned are sent herewith back to you. He didn't choose to keep them. While awaiting the bank's comments, I beg to remain respectfully yours, M.M. Day. He says the enclosures are sent under ordinary post to avoid heavy postage against in this cover. He decided to send them by a separate post because it would have been a few extra paisa.
Bank confirmed he does not purchase you. Is that?
That's more or less what he's suggesting.
The Lord was. What do you have?
Well, the bank will do whatever we ask them to do. So if he gives us the bank name and account of his, then by getting the first monthly installment, then automatically it's confirmed.
The bank can send the money. Panchasila.
To Panchasila. Yeah.
Why did they start from?
Yeah, I personally don't feel at this point that there's... I mean, frankly speaking, I don't think that this reply on his part is very good. I don't think it's proper. He's speaking about a settlement. First of all, there is no settlement. You know, the whole legal way in which he's worded this letter indicates to me that he's not taking things in a very, you know, seems to me he has some motive. He has no reason to doubt this scheme. That's my point. And if he's thinking that he has some kind of rights, that's...